kind of roughed up. They only have about three major fences going into the house there.
Hello?
Yes, I have Governor Brown calling for Mr. Salinger. Is he there?
Just a moment.
Thank you.
Hello?
Mr. Salinger.
Right.
One moment, sir. Hello, White House?
Yeah.
Just a minute, sir. Hello, White House? White House? Jesus Christ. Hello, White House? I'll get him back.
It's all right. Don't worry, buddy.
Hello, White House?
We're all relaxed down here today.
Hello, White House?
Operator.
Let me have the White House board back, quick.
Go ahead, they're on.
Hello, White House?
Yes.
I got Mr. Salinger. Go ahead.
All right, wait a moment. Mr. Salinger?
Right.
Just a moment. Boy.
Mr. Salinger?
Speaking.
One second, please.
I guess the governor's having fits out there because of that leak in the New York Times this morning on the goddamn Lopez Mateos with us.
Hello?
Hi, Governor.
Hi, Pierre. Where are you?
I'm in Texas, sir.
How's the weather?
Beautiful down here today.
Good. I called you about this convocation at the university.
Yes, sir.
Clark called me. You called him this morning, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
And they're going to have it on February...
21st is what we're shooting for.
February 21st. Now, I just want, number one, the L.A. Herald Examiner called me this morning. Apparently, it was released from Mexico City.
Well, there was some release in the New York Times this morning.
Oh, was there?
Yeah, it came out... I'll tell you what happened is the... President of Mexico has to get permission from his Congress in order to leave his country. And so he asked permission yesterday, and New York Times got a hold of that request and put it together.
Well,
but we're going to make an announcement out of here this afternoon.
Oh, fine. Well, that's what I want to be sure you knew, because I didn't want to... I wanted the announcement to come from the right source.
Right. The President will make an announcement at about 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, which is 2 o'clock your time.
Oh, well, that's good. Okay. Now, number one. Now, number two... Clark called me on the details of this thing.
Right.
And Ed Pauly wants to give a lunch at his house afterwards.
Well, that kind of knocks our Mexican lunch out.
What?
That knocks our Mexican lunch out.
Yes, it does. And that's what I called you for.
Well, I think we better go ahead with the Mexican lunch.
Well, is anybody making any arrangements?
No, we haven't done anything on that till we announce it, but I think that, of course, is the whole plus of this trip down there.
Well, I think so, too. Now, how do you want to handle the details of that?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'd like to get back to you after we make this announcement, Governor. I think you ought to take the lead in it.
Well, I'd like very much to do it because you already told Paul the Examiner this morning and said that he was the one that suggested and wrote a letter to the Mexican president and all that sort of thing.
Well, we've never had any discussion with Yorty at all.
And now they want Pauly suggested that he say a word. You don't want him to say anything at the university, do you?
Who, Pauly?
No, the mayor.
Oh, hell no.
Hell no. Gee, that would be terrible.
No, we don't want... I think you ought to say something, Governor.
Well, I will. I mean, I'll just say...
No, we're gonna say on background... I'm gonna tell him on background just how this is arranged.
Oh, fine.
In other words, I'm gonna say that you... called the White House and suggested, when you heard about the Lopez Mateos thing, suggested that the honorary degree might be given. I'll put it as your suggestion.
Oh, that's fine.
Is that all right with you?
That's great, but I'm not worried about it. I just want the president to be happy about it.
Yeah, well, the president is happy about it, but we'll knock the Yorty story down.
Well, on the Mexican thing, you call me afterwards.
I'll call you as soon as the president makes an announcement, and then I think it would be helpful if you'd put out a statement saying how glad you are that they've chosen California for the meeting place.
That's fine. Now, there should be some sort of a reception at the university afterwards.
Well, I think you could have a coffee there or something.
Coffee at the university, and then if we had a luncheon at, say, 1:30 at the down in the Mexican-American community someplace.
I think that would be perfect.
Do you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that'll be fine.
Okay, Governor, I'll be back in touch with you as soon as the President makes the announcement.
Fine.
Thanks a lot.
Go to the President, tell him I'm coming back to the Democratic National Committee, and I'd like to talk to him about the California delegation when I'm there, because I won't have another chance after it, huh?
I'll arrange it.
Okay.
Right, Pat. Bye-bye.
Hello?